From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Baghdad today, protesters took to the streets supporting Shiite leaders and demanding elections. In New York, efforts to map out Iraq's future continued with a meeting at United Nations headquarters. U.S. and Iraqi officials asked that the U.N. send a team to Iraq to consider the feasibility of direct elections to create a provisional government. The U.N. pulled its international staff out of Baghdad in August, although some U.N.-sponsored projects continue. We'll hear more about those projects in a moment and about the leading Shiite cleric who's calling for elections.
First, though, today's events at the U.N. Current plans call for a transition to Iraqi sovereignty by June 30th without elections. U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer, British envoy Sir Jeremy Greenstock, and members of the Iraqi Governing Council discussed the issue today with U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan. They tried to resolve tensions over what role the U.N. might play in the transition. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins us now from New York. And Vicky, what was the response to this request for U.N. help?
Kofi Annan, the Secretary General, actually sounded fairly positive or receptive to the idea, but he said he's not going to make any decisions until he gets the results of technical consultations with all of the different parties on what needs to be done, the best way to go about it. Those consultations are beginning today, and Kofi Annan said he understands that the matter is urgent.
And if Kofi Annan does agree to the request, what would the UN role be in Iraq?
Well, it really isn't clear. The one thing that is clear is that the United Nations is prepared to go in once a transitional government is established after June 30th to help out with the constitutional process and the elections process. What is less clear is what the United Nations might do in the interim. Kofi Annan has made it clear that he wants there to be a large enough role for the United Nations to justify the risk to UN personnel. And this team, if it goes in, would try to assess whether there should be elections, whether there is time to hold elections before June 30th. They're trying to figure out a way to satisfy the Shiite majority, which is very unhappy with the current plan, which calls for holding regional caucuses to select a legislative council.
And what are the other possibilities or scenarios?
What people are talking about is some sort of combination of limited elections along with the regional caucuses. This is all very up in the air, but perhaps holding elections for some seats where it's possible to do so. The problem, of course, is that there are no voting rolls. There's none of the electoral infrastructure that you need. So all of that would have to somehow be set up in a very short period of time.
We mentioned that the UN pulled its staff out of Baghdad after the deadly bombing back in August. Is there any plan for the return of UN workers?
The Secretary General says he is prepared to send UN personnel back once his security concerns are addressed, but he also says he understands that there are no guarantees in an environment where insurgents use truck bombs, but he wants concrete proposals to make the UN workers as safe as they possibly can be. The coalition authority and the Iraqi Governing Council say they're prepared to do whatever they can to enhance security, but again, it's going to take time to work these things out. A UN team already is on its way to Iraq to look into the security conditions, and the Secretary General is unlikely to make any decisions until they make their report.
Okay, thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in New York.